Saturday, 6th of April, 2024. Maybe today. For these reasons, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Acts 26:21. A more literal translation is, because of these, the Jews, me, having seized, being in the temple, endeavoured to kill, CG. To understand what Paul says in this verse, reviewing the previous two verses will help. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. Remembering that, Paul next says, because of these. Because of Paul's obedience to the heavenly vision by declaring to the Jews and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, meaning reconsider, turn to God, and do works befitting their reconsideration, he says, the Jews, me, having seized. The truth is that the other apostles were still in Jerusalem and were telling the Jews throughout Israel to do the same things. However, they were not under the same scrutiny or threat that Paul was. Rather, the main brunt of the Jews' animosity towards him was his going to the Gentiles. That is perfectly evidenced in his speech in Acts 22. Then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they listened to him until this word, and then they raised their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live. Acts 22, 21 and 22. As with so many Jews to this day, there is a hatred of the notion that anyone but them is right with God. It is almost as if they feel God owes them salvation because of who they are. Paul understood that this was not at all the case. Everyone needs Jesus, and without him, no person can be saved. As for the Jews having seized him, he continues saying, being in the temple. That was specifically noted in Acts 21. He was there to announce the expiration of his days of purification when he was to make an offering. While there, he was accused by the Jews who, crying out, men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law, and this place. And furthermore, he also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. Acts 21:28. It was at that time that Paul notes that it was him they endeavoured to kill. That is specifically recorded in Acts 21:36, where they were crying out, away with him. The meaning is that they wanted the world to be rid of him. Only the intervention of the Roman guard saved Paul from being beaten to death or torn to pieces by the rabid crowd. In these words is a verb found nowhere else in scripture. Pieriomai, meaning to try, attempt, endeavour, etc. It is from the noun piera, an attempt, trial, experiment, etc. It was because of the attempt of the Jews to kill Paul, something they had no legal right to do, that the Roman soldiers acted. There are two distinct supposed sins that Paul was guilty of in the minds of the Jews. It is these that led to their desire to kill him. One was that he preached to the Gentiles. How dare he attempt to elevate them to the same level as the sacred people Israel? The second and more direct issue was that he preached Jesus. They could not come to allow themselves to believe that a Nazarene, who wasn't a great and mighty defender of their cause, was the Messiah. They had rejected him, and they wanted nothing more to do with him. As noted, however, the other apostles were still in Jerusalem and were living out their lives. Paul visited them while in Jerusalem. However, they were tolerated, though probably mocked by those who rejected Jesus. They may have taken abuse in other ways, but nothing is written concerning the utter opposition to their message that is said to have come against Paul. As for the Greek verb translated as kill in this verse, it is dia chierizomai. It is only used two times in the New Testament. The other time is in Acts 5:30 when describing the killing of Jesus. It is not without coincidence that these are the only two uses of the word. they killed him, and they wanted to kill his messenger. Life application. The message of Jesus is one that offends. It has offended the Jews for 2,000 years. It has offended kings, governors, presidents, and other world leaders. It has offended religious leaders from innumerable other religions. It offends those who are morally offensive in their being, and so forth. They killed Jesus. They tried to kill Paul. They have killed faithful believers all along, and now, once Christian nations, are becoming increasingly hostile to the message of Jesus. Because of this, it is not unlikely that if a bad actor gets enough power, he and those under his authority will try to kill their own citizens who hold fast to their faith in Christ Jesus. Think of it. The only possible way that man can be reconciled to God is not only rejected by many, but it is the reason for the killing of those who cling to him. Stand fast in your faith, as so many have in the past. Don't let the woes of this life weaken or shake the precious treasure of faith that you possess. Jesus will be there waiting for you if you are called to make the ultimate sacrifice for your faith. Lord God, what an increasingly trying and difficult world we live in for believers. Help us to remain faithful to our faith in you. May we be willing to take whatever trials come our way with grace and acceptance. May we not waffle in or walk away from our faith. Help us in this, O God. Amen. This is why the Jews took me and were trying to kill me in the temple.
This is why the Jews took me and were trying to kill me in the temple.
Acts 26, verse 21.
Acts 26, verse 21.
Perfect. Thanks, Joe.